Hello, welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE, episode 3. My name's Tom Maguire. Good day, evening, whatever time it is for you. Hello, hope you're all right. Richard Showwright is alongside me. Hello, Rich.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm not overly excited by what's going on in WWE at the moment. It seems a bit quiet.
Well, we're kind of starting on the not quite very long road to SummerSlam, aren't we? When does it come up? End of August, 20th of August. So actually, we've only got 2 or 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
We'll be here soon. And the card's starting to take shape, which is exciting. And it's kind of in that initial build-up phase, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not overly excited, but last week, the main thing to take away from Raw, because I'm not going to lie, I feel like nothing much happened other than a little bit of a tease of Dean Ambrose and Seth becoming friends again.
Yeah.
And obviously Seth doing the Shield fist thing. But
yeah.
Dean Ambrose rolled out of the wing. Maybe it's the start of a Dean Ambrose heel turn. I think that'd
be
quite good, actually.
Yeah.
But other than that, nothing really happened on Raw. Even Jason Jordan wasn't a big deal. As big a deal as it should be at the moment. Because if you're going to go with this ridiculous storyline, go in heavy on it, at least.
Yeah. Well, two things. A, I want to see heel Renee Young, because that'd be great.
No. Renee Young, no.
She can have like curlyish hair and a bit of colour in there, because that's what all the heel women have.
I'm not having that, Richard.
Yeah?
No.
So that'd be good. And B, well, what did we say last week? What's going to happen to Jason Jordan? He's going to win the Intercontinental title because he's going to be on Miz TV with The Miz. So that's what's going to happen. So that'll be SummerSlam as well, no doubt. But yeah, nothing really happened.
I think that's more exciting than possibly the rematch between Dean Ambrose and The Miz for the 500th time.
Yeah, we don't want to see that.
No, we don't want to see that. No. But the main thing to take away from Raw for me was the fact that I was pretty much right from what I said last week. Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, and Bronny the Adorable Strowman. Yeah. He is going to be in the Fatal 4-Way for the Universal Championship. I saw this one coming a mile off, but to be fair, I think that is a pretty decent, and to me, not going to lie, that is a big, decent match.
Four massive people beating each other up.
We do know that Vince McMahon loves himself a sizable dude.
So it should be good. It should be all right, shouldn't it?
Fingers crossed.
Well, all right. Brock Lesnar's good. And, you know, he needs to warm up for his fight with John Jones at UFC, whatever, next year.
Well, we'll come on to, obviously, the potential of him leaving WWE in a bit, but who you see possibly walking out of SummerSlam with the championship?
You hope not Roman Reigns. I guess it depends on if they've changed their plans for WrestleMania again, because wasn't it supposed to be Brock and Roman at WrestleMania again?
Again, yeah.
I don't know, maybe Braun the Strowman.
Maybe it might be a bit early for him, maybe.
Yeah. Like, it depends on what you... He's probably just going to go off for a bit again, as he's just want to do.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. Mm. I think... is it probably best him to hold on to the title? I don't know.
Personally, I think that the title... there's an argument to be made, you know, oh, the title needs to be defended every pay-per-view, blah, 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 blah. I think Brock with the title gives it a little bit of elevation.
It depends on where they go after this, don't they?
Yeah.
What... is it Hell in a Cell, the next Raw event?
I'll double check.
I'm just going to check myself. So it could be, if it is, because we had just had the SmackDown. Oh, no, we had the SmackDown doing it. So Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell, SmackDown. So that doesn't give you, there'll be no mercy. So there's no generic sticking main event on there, is there? So I don't know. I don't know where they go from here. That's the problem, is it? Is you've got three contenders in our main event. Where do you go from there? Because if Lesnar wins, then you can't really go to a singles match with one of those next time out, because he's beaten them all, unless there's some kind of squizzy finish. But yeah,
I think the way I'd love for it to go is Brock wins and pins Roman Reigns clean.
Yeah,
and then that'd be great. But it won't happen. It'll be something like Roman pins Samoa Joe. Mm. And wins the championship, leading to another match between him and Braun, even though I'm getting a bit bored of that feud now, because there were moments of brilliance in it. There were the ambulance segment, you know, where Braun stripped flipped it, Neil said stripped flipped the ambulance, threw him off that gurney, and just everything about it. It was great, and I think the story's been told and it needs to move on. I don't know if it's time for Braun to have the championship. I think if Joe won the championship, it'd be a little too early, but I could see him growing into it a bit like Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But we'll wait and see.
At least the fans like him, don't they?
I tell you what, though, it's interesting, though, that, you know, we're going into this and we don't actually know who will win.
No. which is always good.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next coming event after SummerSlam is No Mercy, like you say, Richard, which is a Raw event. And then Hell in a Cell for SmackDown, which I don't know how
I feel
about that.
Like when we just stand up in Punjabi Prison, which is, for all intents and purposes, a massive cell thing.
It's hard to watch as well in terms of literal visuals, because it's just... I feel sorry for the people that paid the tickets, because can you see anything? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, all right, so that's Raw.
Yeah.
Over on the SmackDown side of things, first off, I want to ask, why is the show post a pay-per-view better than the pay-per-view?
Well, I don't know, that's old, wasn't it? There's plenty of stuff happened, wasn't it? It was good. It was good. Yeah. And Chris Jericho was back. Don't know for how long he was there. Didn't win the US title. But AJ Styles did again. And the big announcement, of course, is Shinsuke Nakamura versus John Cena this week, and the winner will take on the WWE champion Jinder Mahal, the modern day Maharaja, at SummerSlam. And Lana was on wrestling, and Mike Kanellis was on there.
Yeah,
followed by Maria Kanellis, she's good.
Right, so I'm going to come to the Chris Jericho returning first. Good to see him back.
Yeah.
I think it's right, he's come back as sort of the babyface he was when he left. I'm glad that the three of them put on a pretty good match. I don't know if it's right that Styles won the championship back, because I don't like the idea of short title reigns. I don't like to-ing and fro-ing with the title in general. That's why I hated Charlotte versus Sasha towards the end of last year. This, to me, screams maybe we made the wrong choice at pay-per-view. And we should have kept it with Styles. I don't know. But I think that, AJ Styles has the potential to make that title even more greater, which is ironic because the WWE Championship should be that at that level, and it's not at the moment. So, Styles is the champion. Are you on board with it at the moment as US champion?
Yeah, no, I'm happy with it. It's fine. Because at least it's someone who's good. So you're going to get a good match.
Well, so's KO.
Well, yeah, no, but that's the thing. At least it's someone who's good and get a good match. But it's him or Styles, I don't think it matters too much, to be honest.
Okay. And then, obviously, Baron Corbin and Shinsuke Nakamura. Another bit of a... Not as an exciting match as I'd hoped, but it was better than the Battleground pay-per-view. And, obviously...
Well, it had a finish, didn't it, which helped.
Which also helped, yeah, absolutely. Shinsuke, obviously, now he's going to be taking on John Cena now. This has been billed as a dream match. Mm. I hate it when they say that, but it is true. It is going to be a bit of a dream match. Who do you want to win, and who do you want to go to face Jinder?
I would prefer John Cena to win.
Same.
In so much as... I think the crowd would cheer him against Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
I think Nakamura versus Mahal would be a good match. Not saying that Cena and Mahal would be either, but at least it might be a bit better.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I was looking at a picture of Maria on the WWE website, doing some research for the show.
Right, of course you can. Elsewhere, well, make sure you delete your history, Richard. After that, you've got, obviously, over on SmackDown, you've got this idea of it being a dream match, and Jinder as the champion. Obviously, it's clear now that this is...
It's not working,
I think, but for the rest of the world. But it might be working for India. And that's maybe why, because over in India, isn't the Great Khali a mega star?
I've no idea.
That's why I think they brought him in. And SummerSlam, obviously, is one of their big marquee events. Is it just another example of WWE saying, basically, yeah, we're not going to lie, we're not going to, put a blanket over this. We are literally just marketing this as, an Indian world champion because we want Indian buy rates.
Eventually, though, there will be a point where the audience just gets completely sick of it. Because people aren't going to buy tickets to see him. He's the main person. He's the world champion. And it's just meh. Just, there's nothing about it. And I understand why he's the champion, but it's just not very exciting.
No.
These matches aren't great.
So, for instance, let's say Cena or Nakamura. Did they take the title from?
Oh, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
At SummerSlam,
I think Cena obviously would be better, wouldn't it? Because it
more money match, really, isn't it? To an extent, and also I think
they still need to build up Nakamura.
Early. Yes, because they keep. I don't think the main audience is getting Nakamura.
No, And he hasn't been put in a position to have really good matches yet.
No. Which is a shame.
Baron Corbin.
But, you know, he will do against Jinder. Yeah. Lol. No, not going to happen. All right. But the Great Khali wasn't on SmackDown.
No.
And that's why I think he's going to get involved. No, because I think he's going to get involved at SummerSlam. And then it'll set up like a match between him and possibly John Cena.
We don't want to see a match. We don't want to see the Great Khali wrestle, though.
The poor man looks like he struggled to walk.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's rumours as well, Richard. One of the final things I want to talk about. There's rumours and it seems like there's reports that there's going to be another superstar shake-up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which I don't like. It's purely alliterative purposes for saying that. Just call it a draft. Just call it a switch or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, they just invent words for all these things, don't they?
Yeah. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, obviously acclaimed wrestling guru person. Go on YouTube, trust me, you'll find 20,000 clips of Meltzer shoots. Basically, he's noted that in typical WWE roster moves, WWE is thinking about sending some people back down or down to NXT. And I don't know if down is the right word, to be fair, because it's the superstars that Vince McMahon is not going to push or who simply aren't getting over with the crowds or could be useful in developmental. Yeah. Now, who do you think could benefit from a move down to NXT? Because there's a couple of people that straight out of the bat jump at me.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they're being used for, isn't it?
Yeah.
You need people like Kurt Hawkins or whatever just to be there to be like jobbers for people, don't
you?
So there is a need for those people. I don't know, who would you want to see head back down to NXT? I guess
it's Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Straight from
there. Because
he's not doing anything. Dana Brooke.
Yep. People like that. Yeah, who need to be.
The Ascension.
Yeah. They need to get some kind of sizzle back to them.
The Ascension were the hottest tag team. And they just came up and it flopped so badly.
They're just up there and just doing nothing. So it'd be better to be down there and doing rehabilitating something. Themselves.
Imagine the Ascension versus the Authors of Pain in NXT.
Yeah.
Both when, it wouldn't be just as good, but let's say when the Ascension were hot, would have been a great match.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, we're a year on pretty much from the draft.
Yes.
Because, you know, the split happened.
Yeah.
SmackDown and Raw. SmackDown has many times been better, but post WrestleMania, not been as good.
I think it helps that SmackDown's only 2 hours as well.
Raw just has to
fill time. A lot of that program is just filler.
Yeah.
And that's why, I think you mentioned it on the first minute, you could just go on YouTube and watch the clips on the WWE website. You don't have to watch the whole program. Just skip out half of it. I'm sure most people who tape it in the UK watch it on fast forward and stop when they see something they want to watch. Or they've read the spoilers. They've read the results and then just flick to the bits they want to see.
More often than not, if I've not recorded it or watched it live, I will go on YouTube and I will get what I need to see. Now, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing of their product to do that, but I made the argument that perhaps they're underselling their product and making it... I mean, you do need to make it available for your audience, but maybe they're just giving away too much. Yeah. I don't know. But then again, monetary value of YouTube, you never know. But we'll talk. I think that's probably a bigger topic for another time, maybe. Yeah. But overall, like I was saying, regarding the brand split, I think it's been quite successful. We're a year on now. I'd prefer a little bit more. How do I say this? Quality from both, particularly Raw.
Sometimes just tuning. Oh, I'm not going to watch this. Yeah. I'm going to go fast forward and skip forward 5 minutes or whatever. When Lana's wrestling, that kind of thing.
Stop having a go at Lana.
She can't wrestle, though.
Trust me, if you were compared to... You could not wrestle. Well, neither could I.
Yeah, but she's on telly and we're not.
That's true. That's true. So, and paid for it.
And she's better at doing other things.
Mm, yeah. Manager.
Yeah.
Like we say.
Yeah, so have doing her doing
the,
that.
Stamping the apron, as you said last week. Yeah. All right, well... SummerSlam, I'm still not overly excited for it, but
you'll
I did
be in
watch.
A couple of weeks. You'll be in a couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to be excited for the pre-show where it's like 3 hours.
Well, no.
Yeah. All right, Richard. I watched last week's match of the week.
Yes.
Sensational.
Yeah.
Absolutely sensational. And I'm looking forward to finding out what your match of the week is.
Got a short one for you because obviously that was an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. I'll not lie. Bits where I was like, "Come on, But then I was like, no, it was good. I like old school Ric Flair.
Different pacing of stuff, wasn't it then?
Yes.
So they didn't do 101 flips and stuff.
No, there was more like sort of, you know, rap
wrestling.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I love old school Ric Flair.
And Dusty Rhodes being Dusty Rhodes. 1991 SummerSlam. So you were talking about SummerSlam.
Is this week's match of the week? Then go on.
Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect, Intercontinental title, Perfect champion. I think it was his last match for a long time because he had back injury. But it's a really good match. And he gets stripped at the end, which is quite funny as well. And it's well worth watching. Bobby Heenan's on top form with some of his jokes. And this is the making of Bret Hart as a singles superstar in WWE. Although Mr. Perfect's hair did look a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
Because he'd had it cut short a bit. So there you go. You see his thing's half stripped off now, his gear. And Perfect's got short hair, which doesn't suit him. But
it's a shame that Curtis Axel didn't sort of live up to the Perfect legacy.
It didn't help giving him a really crap name in the first place, did it?
Oh, it is an awful name. But there are bad wrestler names in general.
Yeah. My name is always about Michael McGillicuddy. It was terrible as well.
Oh, God.
Just call him his real name.
What was Bray before?
Oh, Husky Harris.
Husky Harris, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want you to come up next week with your bad wrestler nickname.
Bad wrestler nickname. Right. Okay.
And then I'll come up with mine as well. But
and by the time we get to next week's podcast, we'll have forgotten about it.
So absolutely. No, I'm making a mental note, don't worry. But anyway, Richard, thank you as always.
Okay.
And have yourself a lovely week. Thank you, everyone, for listening, hopefully, on iTunes right now. Fingers crossed, anyway. Anyway, don't forget, propersport.tv for all your daily sport goodness.